Good morning, folks. Good morning and welcome back. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. 3 hours in, 1 hour left to go. I call it the home stretch. Welcome back. All of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you're at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, you'll find information on our guest tonight, on the book, how to order it, and, of course, his other books as well, which are just phenomenal, every one of them. Please welcome back the author of the book, Weather Warfare, Jerry E. Smith. Thank you again, sir.
I am here.
All right. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Tammy in Tennessee. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank. Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
I've got a couple of questions, but I wanted to go back to the conspiracy com or the convention you was talking about.
Uh-huh.
It would be really good if John Statmiller or somebody could work out a deal to get some DVD recordings of the talks and get that information out.
Well, actually, the convention has a media guy who they after the show is over, they have both video and audio tapes available. And if you visit my website, jerryesmith.com, I spoke there in 2003, and the audio and videos of my speech about HAARP are available for purchase directly from the Conspiracy Con. And the website is www.conspiracycon.com.
So on the conspiracycom.com website, will all of the other speakers' DVDs also be available?
Yep, yep. All of the past, all 6 years of it are available for purchase. And this year will be available for purchase a few weeks after the convention.
Okay, that's great. And in regards to Joe Bannister heard DV Kid talking about the income tax being illegal. And that's when he set out to disprove her, that what she was saying was false. And that's when he learned that what she was saying was true and what he had been arresting people for was false. So I love DV Kid. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but...
I am. The one time that she and I met, she said rude things about me. So I've been a bit standoffish to her since.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, being a woman, you know, and like I said, she was one of the first really intelligent women that I started listening to and reading some of her things, and so of course I've never actually met her, but
yeah.
But anyway, when she
writes about the income tax and the Federal Reserve, she's dead on. There, I've read some of her other articles where she's gone outside of her comfort zone and she has been less than accurate. But you know, she's a brilliant woman, very opinionated woman. You know, we had a personality clash, but you know, that's life.
Well, then somebody who hears this, who actually does know her, should say, DV, you're coming out a little bit abrasive. You know, maybe you ought to put your nice face on. But my questions on going away from the whole DV Kid thing. My questions, I would really like. I know you said you would probably get more about into detail about the HAARP, and I had read. An article.
We have some music here.
Oh, dear.
But it's a good place to stop because we will talk about HAARP. And Tammy,
that's
of course,
excellent.
Will,
yes. It's a whole section of the book we haven't touched yet.
That's right. And we got an hour to do it. So, Tammy, you stay with us. Jerry, you're not allowed to go anywhere. You've already committed yourself to being here with us. So we'll hold tight here, folks. Back in only 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio with our special guest tonight, Jerry E. Smith. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Something deep inside the sky. I try to understand my thoughts.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Big, 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 big show here tonight. Jerry E. Smith joining us, his book, Weather Warfare. This is what it's all about, folks. The past, the present, and inevitably it will become an important, vital book in the future. Jerry Smith, I think it's already vital myself, but I've read it. So, Jerry, welcome back. And our caller, Tammy, from Tennessee, you had some questions you'd like to ask about HAARP.
Oh, yes. The very first time I ever even was introduced or heard anything about HAARP was probably in like 98 or 99, and I was just starting to understand. I mean, I knew our government was bad and everything was bad, but I was just starting to understand why and how. And I saw a book by, was it Don McAlvey or Alvey, that the name of it was Angels Don't Play This HAARP?
Dr. Nick Begich and Gene Manning, Angels Don't Play This HAARP, Advances in Tesla Technology. That was the first book on HAARP, came out in 95. My book, whether HAARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, came out in 98. And then in 2000, there were a slug of books on the subject. Jerry Vassilatus with Secrets of Cold War Technology, Project HAARP and Beyond, and a whole bunch of books.
Okay, because this one was advertised through an alternative media magazine that I used to get. But at that point, you're bombarded by so many different things. Even though I had an interest in it, I I couldn't afford and didn't know, you know, what I wanted to delve into to start looking at. And sometimes I go on the internet, but I don't research a lot of different things. I just kind of listen and learn, because it's easier for me to listen to somebody like Frank and you than it is to sit in front of a computer screen for hours and hours.
You're very kind.
No, I'm serious. I think I could never do a computer job. But I just, you know, and it takes me longer to find stuff on the web than it does for me to read what I find when I finally find it. So,
I mean, well, you're telling me. I mean, I spent 7 years researching this book, mm-hmm. and only 7 months writing it.
And see, and I thank you so much for that, because I would have never spent 7 years researching anything. I'm 45, and so
I'm 57.
I'm not computer literate. I'm totally, like I said, I might go on the web and look at a thing here or two, but when it comes to just reading and researching, I would much rather have it in a print form. I'd much rather have a book in front of me. So that's why
you'll love this book. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why this has gotten me interested. The other.
So what do you want to know about HARP, dear?
I want to know the basics of HARP. I want to know why they.
Okay. Here's the basics. HARP is the world's largest radio broadcasting station, but it's not designed for human ears. It's designed to inject 3.6 million watts of radio frequency energy into a spot at the top of the atmosphere. To give you an idea of what 3.6 million watts is, the largest legal AM radio station in the United States is 50,000 watts. HARP is 72,000 50,000-watt radio stations injecting their energy into a spot about 12 miles across by about 2.5 miles deep by 50 or 90 miles up, depending on which mode they're using. HARP is a field of antennas on the ground in southeastern Alaska, so linked together as to work as one giant antenna, and it uses a unique patented ability to focus the energy coming out of this field. It is a type of device and the only one of its kind at the same time. Because it injects all this energy into a spot, it heats that spot by several thousand degrees. And this spot is at the top of the atmosphere in a region called the ionosphere. So HARP is an ionospheric heater. And there are about 20 ionospheric heaters in use today. They have been in use since the late 1960s, early 1970s. There were half a dozen in the former Soviet Union. The European Union owns one in Tromsø, Norway, that's operated by the Max Planck Institute. There are two in Alaska. One is HARP, the other is HIPAS, operated by UCLA. Now, HIPAS is sort of the older, smaller brother. HIPAS has been around for quite some time, and HIPAS discovered that if you can get enough energy into a spot small enough, not only do you heat the ionosphere, but you actually heat it to the point where the molecules blow apart. And this produces some very interesting phenomena. For high pass, one of the things that they were playing with is when it blows the molecules apart, this release of energy gives off a scream of ELF, extremely low frequency radio waves, which penetrate deep into the earth and deep into the sea. And the high pass guys, particularly a scientist with the highly improbable name of Dennis Papadopoulos, used high pass to map out an old mining tunnel, and he was very excited by this. And on the basis of Papadopoulos's work, the guys who were trying to get HARP funded went to the United States Senate and told them that they now had a way to locate and monitor enemy underground bases for the manufacture and launch of weapons of mass destruction. And the United States Senate funded HARP under counter-proliferation studies to do exactly that, to find and monitor what Libya and North Korea were doing. Now, a curious thing is that 15 years later, HARP has never done it, which leads me to ask the question, are the guys at HARP thumbing their nose at the U.S. Senate, Or have they in fact done it, and they are keeping mum about it because they don't want the world to know that they have this capability? Now,
okay.
There are a number of things that HARP can do or may be able to do, and there are a number of things that they admit to having done with it. HARP, they started construction in 1990, and they finished construction last year in 2006. You were going to ask a question, dear?
I was going to ask, the frequencies that they put into the Earth, could that not do the equivalent as, not as, to the degree as an atomic bomb, but could that not do the equivalent of causing faults to rupture and that part causing earthquakes also?
Absolutely. There is considerable concern as to how much damage HARP can do, and I cover that very briefly in the book because I don't have a lot of good science on it. I've got little bits of science, and again, the book is 400 pages long, and I stuck with what I could prove. And so whenever I couldn't get a good nail down, I just mentioned it in passing and went on. And there are a number of folks who think they understand this and have written about it, one of which is one of my personal heroes, and her book really should be the middle of my book, and this is Dr. Rosalie Bertel. Dr. Bertel has 6 PhDs. This girl is no slouch. Among the things that she has accomplished in her life, she's received dozens of awards, including the Right Living Award, the UN, the highest award the UN gives out. You remember the Bhopal disaster where thousands of people were killed by a chemical release from a Union Carbide plant. She led the medical examination of Bhopal when Chernobyl went off and thousands of people were killed. She led the medical examination of Chernobyl. She's pretty amazing. She's written 2 books, one of which is Planet Earth, The Latest Weapon of War. And that was a book I referenced very heavily. I mean, I've lived with that book for quite some time. It's an amazing piece of work. It deals with the military assault on the environment in the last decade of the 20th century. And she nails down a lot of absolutely amazing stuff. Like one that just curdled my blood was that when NATO went into Kosovo for humanitarian purposes, the KLA, the Kosovo Liberation Army, was dug in a mountainous wooded area where they could not get at them easily. And they didn't want to commit NATO troops to a cleanup operation that would have been very deadly because the KLA had the high ground and yada yada. So what the NATO did is NATO saw that upwind of that site was a major industrial site, and they intentionally set fires. They bombed the industrial site so that there would be toxic releases of toxic chemicals that would burn, and this set up fires and produced a plume of toxic smoke 50 miles wide by 150 miles long and smoked out the KLA. And contaminated millions of acres with toxic chemicals. That does get us a little away from HARP, though. So let me go back to HARP.
The only other thing about HARP was that I knew that what I had heard was built in Alaska, and I know that Alaska has more earthquakes than any other place in the United States.
No. I grew up in Southern California. I beg to differ, dear. In fact, if you Google USGS California earthquake, you will get the California-Nevada earthquake hazards page, which lists every earthquake this hour, this day, this week. And you'll see that the shakiest place in the country is California.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of bad places to watch out for. Certainly, they've been talking a lot about the New Madrid. Stay with us, folks. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com. I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. As I mentioned, glad my guest has decided to stay with us the whole time. Jerry E. Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare, welcome back to you. And our caller, Tammy of Tennessee, was inquiring about HAARP.
And, yes, Frank, just let me say a couple more things, and then I'll ask him one more question, and then I'm going to get off.
Okay.
I'm lucky enough to have a local radio station in East Tennessee that carries RBM, and so even though you come on late at night, and I'm up past my bedtime tonight because I was so interested in what Jerry was saying, but if you're around the Knoxville area, you can listen to AM 1470, and then you won't have to be online or have to use shortwave and stuff to get it in, because we usually get a pretty good signal. So I push my sleep timer, so I don't normally get to listen to the first hour or so, but I do. I go to sleep with you almost every night, Frank.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
And the last question I've got to ask Jerry is if he'll explain a little bit more about how the HAARP controls the weather. And we know anything that can be good for technology and good for the citizens, was probably going to be used for evil.
Oh, yeah.
So if he could just explain a little bit about the weather and why we're having droughts and then we're having floods and we're having, you know, all of this stuff and how HAARP could be connected, I'm going to hang up and listen it so somebody else can get in.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the call, Tammy. And thank you for telling us about your station. And if you happen to know anybody who works there, please pass along our gratitude.
Oh, I absolutely do know him.
Wonderful.
And he's a wonderful Christian person. And like I said, I play that station all day at work. I have a small nail salon, so I literally force my customers to try to come into the big world and find out what's going on.
Bless you, Tammy.
So we're just trying to do, and actually there, people are starting to question things more than they ever have.
It's really amazing.
It really is. So everybody keep up the good work. You know, even some sheeple will pull the ring out of their nose.
That's right. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good evening, guys.
Oh, you too. You know, fantastic stuff. Would you like to respond then to Tammy's?
Absolutely. You know, the last thing she said about the sheeple starting to question, I saw this in the 60s. Nothing quite like a war going south on us to get people's attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Another thing she said brought to mind, when I was a kid, I learned about the Manhattan Project that gave us the atom bomb. And in hearing about those scientists and their outrageous arrogance, I am now absolutely dead convinced that if something can be made into a weapon, it will be made into a weapon.
Yes.
And so a big piece of the book, I mean, the first third of the book is proof that weather modification is a reality, is the history of the technology from the rainmakers of the 1890s right up to present time and HAARP, and I'll get to how HAARP may be controlling the weather shortly here, hopefully, if I stay awake that long, stay on focus that long. But I realize, you know, what I attempted to show is that this technology is real, and that this technology has military applications. I mean, anybody who's ever fought a war, all the way back to the beginning of the first battle, has recognized that weather plays an important role in how that battle comes out, how that war ends. You know, we had a lot of, if you remember the Korean conflict, we had a lot of guys with frostbite. We had a lot of bad winters in Korea because the weather wasn't on our side. In fact, at one point, just before D-Day, when there had been bad weather in World War II, when there had been bad weather for weeks on end, somebody asked Eisenhower about the weather, and Eisenhower's response was, "If we had nothing but bad weather for the next 10 years, the Nazis would have to do nothing to win this war."
Wow.
That's just a couple of off the top of my head. Now that it's like 900 hours after my bedtime, I'm sort of babbling.
That's great.
I wanted to get back to HAARP purpose and what's the official answer, and then what is the unofficial answer.
All righty.
And roughly, HAARP has gone through a few changes. Initially, around 1990, there is a great. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. There's a great deal of debate as to who started HAARP and why, and that's one of the great. One of the initial indications that there's something wrong here is there's half a dozen different people claiming to have invented HAARP and why.
Mm-hmm.
HAARP got under construction around 93, they had what they called the developmental prototype, a small working model of it up and running about 95. And the developmental prototype continued to operate from 95 to 05 at about 960 kilowatts. And when Bush... Do I hear the music again?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you to hang on. Obviously, folks, we must do this, but I know how it is. You know, you pay for the whole seat, you only use the edge of it. Stay with us back in three with more from our guest, Jerry Smith, and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Frankly Speaking Radio continues with our guest, Jerry E. Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare, among others. Jerry, welcome back, and please continue.
Okay, so I was kind of giving you a rundown on the timeline to get you up to present. And started construction 90. A curious thing happened around 2000. The incoming Bush administration cut the funding to HAARP. And I've heard stories of the HAARP scientists sitting at their desk drumming their fingers because they didn't have fuel to put into the tanks of the generators to generate enough electricity to make any radio waves. That got corrected in 2002 when now the project was originally conceived as a joint Air Force-Navy project. And the Air Force-Navy realized, I believe, and I can't prove this, but I believe they realized that it violated half a dozen different treaties, including the ABM treaty. And so in order to make it look like it wasn't violating a treaty, they claimed it was civilian science. So in order to make it civilian science, they had to have civilians doing it. So they gave it over to the University of Alaska, and the grunt work on the ground has been done by students and professors at the University of Alaska. And I believe that the guys, that the civilians involved in HAARP are honestly convinced they're doing something good for mankind, that they are not involved in making a weapon, that they are involved in pushing the frontiers, you know, expanding the envelope of what humans can do to increase yada yada. But the problem is I believe HAARP is a compartmentalized operation, and that each person is only given to know enough about the program to understand what they're supposed to do and doesn't see the big picture. Now, in 2002, there was a major sea change at HAARP. They brought in DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, to kick the project into shape and complete it. And to give you an idea what DARPA is like, I like to remind you of the James Bond movies. You remember Q, the guy who makes all the crazy gadgets for Bond?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now imagine if Q had billions of dollars and tens of thousands of employees. That's DARPA. DARPA is the top of the DOD pyramid. DARPA is the developer of the most advanced weapon system. And they are very big on what they call high risk, high payoff. And when we're talking high risk here, we're really talking some serious high risk with HAARP. Because one of the things that HAARP is clearly capable of is HAARP began its life as a ground-based Star Wars weapon system. Remember I described that when you heat the atmosphere with 3.6 million watts in a rather confined space, that literally blows the molecules apart. This creates a number of phenomena. And one of the phenomena is it generates a plasma, that is, that the blown-apart pieces of the molecules of the atmosphere form an electrically charged gas that goes out into space. This electrically charged gas works when it hits something electronic. It's just like being hit by the EMP that we were talking about earlier. It shuts down the electronics. It fries out the electronics. And the purpose of HAARP is to fry out the electronics of targets, incoming ICBMs or spy satellites.
Mm.
Now, remember Star Wars. HAARP grew out of Star Wars, the SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative. And one of the big concerns about SDI was that it would give the U.S. first strike capability. If the Soviet Union cannot respond, that is, if SDI actually works and nothing from the USSR can get through, then we can fry them and they can't do anything about it. And that completely blows detente and MAD, mutually assured destruction, out of the water. And it was a great deal of concern in international political circles that if SDI worked, it might launch World War III because the Soviets couldn't permit that to happen. Well, we managed to work it out, but oddly enough, some of the scientists involved in working it out were also involved in the HAARP project, which I detail in the book. So DARPA comes on board in 2002, and their job is to finish the build out, is to complete the antenna field. And when they completed the antenna field, they announced it on a DARPA website in March of 2006, and they listed what they had done with HAARP. And what they said they had accomplished with HAARP is rather interesting, and I want you to note that there are four things they say they've done, but they only use three numbered bullets. So the first thing is two separate things done together under one bullet because one is a side effect of the other. And what they said is, one, the generation of extremely low, very low frequency radio waves for submarine and other subsurface communication and the reduction of charged particle populations in the radiation belts to ensure safe spacecraft systems operations. Two, the control of electron density gradients and the refractive properties in selected regions of the ionosphere to create radio wave propagation channels. And three, the generation of optical and infrared emissions in space to calibrate space sensors. So let's take that back from the top. The injection of all this energy blows the molecules apart, which produces, one, a downward flow of ELF, VLF, which penetrates deep into the sea and communicates with deeply submerged submarines. And they found that they could do this with the developmental prototype at 960 kilowatts, but it was that they had to, the subs had to come up a little. Now they have the capacity right to the bottom of the ocean. They can send a message. Now, curiously, not only does this produce this downward flow of ELF, but it produces an upward flow of the plasma, and the plasma, they say, does this neat little trick of the reduction of charged particle populations in the radiation belts. And, of course, they mention, well, this gives us safe spacecraft operation. One of the arguments that we never went to the moon is that the Earth is surrounded by these radiation belts. You may know them as the Van Allen belts. Mm-hmm. And the argument is that the radiation in the Van Allen belts would kill or disable any astronauts trying to fly through them. And what this says is that we have found a way to reduce the charged particles in the radiation belts. And what it is we overburden them. We send the plasma up into the belt. It's more than the belt can hold. It's saturation. And it precipitates out. What this means is they actually get the radiation belts to spill, cascade radioactive particles to Earth. Somehow that doesn't sound quite right to me.
No.
And the other thing, the control of electron density gradients, they have found that by putting all this energy into the atmosphere, it actually forces the atmosphere to assume position. It actually shapes the atmosphere, and they can build literal tubes and tunnels in the sky to run radio waves down. And this is what they're talking about by wave guides and wave propagation. And the third one, this I find a total head-scratcher, the generation of optical and infrared emissions in space to calibrate space sensors. Then I can see in the atmosphere, if you heat the atmosphere up and it glows and you can calibrate your sensors, but what glows in space? This one I have yet to figure out.
Wow.
So now, yeah. Now she asked, Tammy asked, how HAARP can be used to control the weather. HAARP is as a unique patented ability to focus the radio waves coming out of the field. And that unique patented ability is based on patents that I have all 12 patents in the back of the book in the second of my three appendices. And in those patents expressly talk about how this technology could be used to control the weather. And they give a couple of different ways in which it could be done. Now the problem is, what the guys at HAARP always point out is those patents are for an antenna field 40 miles on a side, and HAARP is only 1,000 feet by 1,200 feet. HAARP is 1/10 the size of what these patents are based on, and so the question is, can HAARP, as it's currently constituted, do anything like what these patents say? And the principal patent holder, Dr. Bernard Eastland, who was the leader of the team that got these patents, Dr. Eastland says HAARP, as it's currently constructed, is too small to affect the weather. Now, there are a lot of people who disagree with him. And so in all fairness, I don't know. I truly don't know. So I give both sides their due and their chance to express their opinion and why they think what they think. And, you know, I leave it to the reader to work it out for his own bad self, which one is giving it straight.
Wow. That's amazing stuff. I like that. I want to try to fit in these last couple of calls, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
We got 7 minutes.
A little bit more than that, but yeah, but not too much more. That's true. Mary in Georgia, welcome to the show. Hello?
Yeah, you there?
We are. Welcome.
Okay. I tuned in late tonight, and when I tuned in, your guest was talking about SUVs and people destroying the earth and that kind of thing, and I said, well, let me see where he's standing on this, and I wonder, does he believe that, or does he believe it's from weather modification and HARP and all that stuff?
Well, I'm not entirely sure I understand your question. And I'm not entirely sure I know where I stand on this. This is a subject I have been intimately involved with since the early 1970s, and my opinion is based on the facts available. And as I get more facts, my opinion changes. I hate to say sound like I waffle, but I try to stay as close to reality as I can, as close to the facts as I can. And at this point, I'm tending, and I really hate to say this, in terms of the science, I'm tending to lean towards there is a real problem that needs a real solution. In terms of the politics, the solution being presented to us scares the absolute willies out of me.
Well, the reason I was wondering, you know, first of all, they come out with it was caused from cow farts and SUVs. They never say vehicles. They always say that SUV out there. But I was, you know, there was another climate change back in Noah's day when we had the flood and the whole earth was covered with water. Well, they didn't drive SUVs and they didn't have power plants. Now, they did have sheep, goats, and cattle and chickens, I guess, that had gas quite a lot. And they had to make fires to stay warm. So what caused their climate change? The gas and the fires?
Boy, that's a really hard question to answer because
it don't make any sense to me.
You're calling on the witness to speculate. I think at this point my lawyer would leap out of his chair and object.
Well, okay, one more thing about the HARP deal. You say it heats up the ionosphere and all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can cause earthquakes with it and probably make volcanoes erupt and all that.
There's a possibility. Well, there are some tenuous, but there are some links to it. There is science supporting it, but the science is not broadly accepted yet.
Well, if they're heating up the ionosphere, are they spraying these chemtrails to kind of minimize the effects that they're causing by using that weapon?
You missed. We spent about an hour on chemtrails, and we discussed that there is a very definite possibility that the atmospheric aerosol release program may be an attempt to mitigate global warming, and then again, it may be an attempt to do the dead opposite, to exacerbate global warming so as to foist off on us a political answer to a problem that doesn't really exist, the classic dialectic.
Well, here's another thought, and I don't know how you guys feel about this. I know maybe you've heard about the rewilding of America.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I figure they could probably use this HARP thing, you know, to run people out of certain areas and gather them all where they want them to be by causing these earthquakes and stuff.
You're not the first person to suggest that. There was a few years ago, I don't remember exactly when, there were serious wildfires in Idaho. And the wildfires just coincidentally happened to be near the homes of patriots and constitutionalists. And there was quite a number of people thinking that it was a form of rural cleansing, and that they were actually targeting constitutionalists and trying to burn them out. I don't know whether that was true or just paranoid dot connecting, but it was certainly got a lot of buzz on the internet for a while.
Yeah, and they can run people away from the coastline with all these hurricanes and all too, you know. So there's a lot going out there, and you just have to watch and kind of figure everything out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
You know,
well,
we never.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, dear. You know, we never did get to hurricanes. I mean, we touched on Project Cirrus,
yes.
and then got sidetracked, and we really don't have time to deal with hurricanes. But I just kind of want to mention, in terms of weather control, hurricanes are the sexy heart of what everybody wants to talk about. Because hurricanes are the biggest and the baddest of the lot, and I have a lot of evidence on attempts to manipulate and control hurricanes, including an article from Scientific American that was the cover story in Scientific American that month.
Oh wow! Let's pause here for this last break. We'll come back. We'll cover any last-minute ground that we can, of course, Jerry, and we'll talk again about where people can pick up this incredibly important book. Folks, stay with us. Back in 3 minutes. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Making all these waves, and I wonder where the day is when I
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Boy, what an amazing four-hour program, and I attribute all of it to the hard work, the genius, and the incredible research that has gone into this book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, by author and our guest tonight, Jerry E. Smith. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, you know, you really are a top-notch guest and a real pleasure to have on. And every time we talk, and whether it's about a book, you know, that we've discussed on the air before, there's always new areas to explore and always new things to talk about. And I always learn a lot, so I really appreciate this tonight. And like I said, I think the book is just a phenomenal, phenomenal work and something people need to have, because the weather is becoming a bigger issue as things go on. And I'll tell you what, just looking at the political side of this, I really see this as a nasty, nasty thing in the future.
I agree. That's really what scares me. Somebody throwing a hurricane at me really doesn't scare me anywhere near as much as the creation of a green Gestapo that will monitor and alter every aspect of our lives, mm-hmm. and engage in behavior modification about every aspect of our lives in terms of what we consume, what we use, what we don't use. The reality of the next 20 years could make science fiction look like comic books.
Oh, well said. Well said. You know, the other thing, too, and I know you've looked at these things before, especially in conjunction with other books and whatnot, I find it very intriguing to see all of the interest being generated among various countries with the polls and sort of what's going on there. I know that the U.S. has mentioned some interest in it and certainly looking at other things. The Russians have expressed interest, and who knows exactly what they're going to find there, and I just think that's very interesting.
Well, you know, the Canadians have their own take on this, because if it's ice, it's Canada. If it's open water, it's international waters.
Mm.
And so, Dr. Gordon J.F. MacDonald talked openly about intentional melting of the polar ice. And when Senator Claiborne Pell investigated the DOD, they revealed, yeah, that was one of the things they were actually working on.
Yes.
Now, that was in the Pell discovered this in 74. Now, let me give a ring here. The book is about 400 pages, mm-hmm. investigating the truth behind a single quote, which I opened the book with. And this is a quote from U.S. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, who was speaking in his official capacity as the Secretary of Defense at a conference on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and U.S. strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And Secretary Cohen said, "Others are engaging, even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts."
Amen, sir.
Now, well, I believe that what we see here is that statement was made 20 years after NMOD was signed. 20 years of back channel of civilian contractor, mm-hmm. black budget work ended up with him having that technology in his pocket. And so he knew it existed, and he could claim others yes. had it because he had it.
Well said, my friend. Folks, the book, Weather Warfare, by author Jerry E. Smith. Pick it up at your local bookstore. Amazing stuff. Jerry, thank you so much, my friend. Come back.
I have to go to bed now.
I'm sorry. We'll have you back soon. Have a great weekend.